her face, they all called her Mary. But she was known as Indian Mary when you talk about her, you know. When she wasn't around, well, she lived in Ephraim, and she was out to our home many, many times. And she was an exceptionally good seamstress and quilter and things like that. She made her own living, and she visited all the time, and everybody loved her. They thought, they didn't think of her as an Indian, you know. Maybe she was accepted into the white community. She's buried out in the cemetery down in the West Road, you know, in the cemetery, right east of the West Road, where it turns north. You go down and turn north. Mm-hmm. She's right on the east side, Mary Tolkien. That's one Indian story.
I did some research on that about the Indians, you know, trading their babies and stuff and threatening to kill them, so the pioneers felt bad for them.
Another time, in the olden days, it all used to come down and raid the pioneers' fields and steal their livestock, you know. And then they'd take them up over the mountain. If they could get them out towards Green River, you could never get them back. So one day they came down, they went down and stole a bunch. So my granddad and a bunch of them, they went up after them. They caught him up on Philadelphia Flat. Uh-huh. They had a gun battle up there. Uh-huh. This one Indian shot my grandpa's horse out from under him, and he was down behind the horse shooting at the Indian. And the Indian used to have a brass thing in his hair. I don't know what they called it. But anyway, my granddad hit that brass thing on this Indian. And so after they settled peace, these Indians, they'd come down to my grandpa's, and he lived across the road west in that rock house by the Ephraim Forest. Can you picture rock house? And there's a fireplace in there with a mantle and on it, and they'd come down there and stay. And they put their guns and knives up on that mantle to show good faith. And my mother says they were scared to death of the Indians, but they didn't dare turn them down. And they'd stay overnight, and then in the morning they'd get up, and my granddad would give them flour and meat, ham and stuff like that. And they'd take off. Huh. And this one guy, this one Indian, said to my granddad, he knew him. He says, "You shot my whatever they call it." He knew who'd shot his brass thing. And they of course sometimes they'd kill the settlers too if they was out in the field. When originally Ephraim was settled, they had big rock forts around town. Yeah. I can remember back when them rock walls was around. But it was... And then I know another Indian story, but I can't remember that. When my great-granddad, Knute Pearson, was on a mission, then the Indians, they killed parents of a bunch of kids up in Lehigh, that's where we lived then. And beside her own kids, she tended while he was on a mission. She took in these kids and raised them while her man was on a mission. Oh. I don't remember the details of it, but we've got a book that tells about it. And they had a tough thing in those days.
5 years were some stolen people. They could do things the rest of us couldn't do.
We've got it kind of easy, don't we?
Yeah. Have you ever been down the hole in the rock, the real hole in the rock?
Down by Moab and...
No.
Or Blanding?
It's down on the Colorado River. It's south of Bullfrog, about 50 miles.
Oh, where they took the...
They went down there. They sent them down the bluff, and they went down this way, across the Colorado River in what they call the hole in the rock, and it's about that steep. And it's just a gully comes down, and there's rocks in that gully as big as this house.